have about 20 minutes. That's it. Come on. I know. Come on. Here we go. Let's go right now. UFO. Got to fly. Unusual faith occurrences. If you'll sit up and help me in that way, I can move. Amen. Come on. If you'll talk back with me, it helps me keep going. Here we go. Hearing voices. Hearing voices. You're sort of crazy. You hear voices, right? Well, you might not be as crazy as you thought. Let's keep looking. Does God still speak? Let's talk about it today. Brand new message, brand new thought. Put it together this week. Not going to cover every area of this, but you can go online, check out some other things that we've thought of. Can we as followers of Jesus Christ hear His voice? Can you hear the voice of Jesus? And keep in mind, I'm not talking about an audible voice. I'm not talking about an audible voice where, Gary, Gary, Gary. No, I'm not talking about that. Okay? But can I hear His voice? Does God have a way to communicate with my mind and my spirit? Certainly with my mind, which is connected to my spirit as well. So, can He speak? Are y'all with me? Yes or no? Okay, here we go. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Jesus speaking, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a what? Thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, the sheep do what? Hear his voice, and he what? Calls his own sheep by name, and he does what? He leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they what? Know his voice. This is Jesus speaking. But wait a minute. And a stranger will they not what? But will flee from him, for they know not the what? Of strangers. So, just a scripture, lots of scripture, but this is a pretty big scripture. Jesus is the shepherd, we're the sheep. He says we can hear his voice. Okay? I'm the door, Jesus says. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, the thief, however, comes not but for to what? To kill and to do what to your life? I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, or life to the full. Okay? So, the question is, can God speak, or does God still speak, or can you hear the voice of Jesus the shepherd? But you believe not Jesus speaking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the people that he had come to, and they just pretty much, as religious as they were, had gotten away from the true teaching and the true meaning of what God was all about. He says, verse 27, my sheep what? Hear my what? Voice, and I know them, and they what? Follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my what? Out of my hand. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Jesus still speaking, John 16. It's expedient for you that I go away. He's foretelling his death on the cross and his crucifixion and resurrection. Because if I don't go away, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. I have yet many things to say unto you, Jesus speaking. I have many things to say unto you, but you can't bear them right now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will what? Guide you into all what? Truth. Say that word with me. Truth. One more time. Truth. One more time. Truth. For He shall not speak of who? Himself. But whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you what? Things to come. Now the question is, does God still speak? What was Jesus talking about? We as His followers. He's the good shepherd, we're the sheep. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Sheep have been known down through the ages to not be the brightest of all animals. They got nice fur and wool, what do you call it? They're pretty nice. Okay? All right. One of them go again. But anyway, but they're not that. Hey, I hate to tell you that. He called you that and me that. If anybody needs to hear the voice, it's a sheep. You hear me? Yes or no? Yeah. Now, don't do that. You know, there's a wolf out there. You know, don't go off the cliff. Don't go way down there. You got to climb back up. That's what sheep do. Okay? So, He called us that. So the question is, can we hear His voice? Keep looking. My take, now this is very interesting. I need you to really listen. I got to read it quickly. My take, if you hear God speak audibly, you usually aren't crazy. This was a study done by this lady, Tanya Marie Luhrmann. She's a psychologist, an anthropologist at Watkins University, and also a part of the Department of Anthropology at Stanford. Didn't call on her because she's a believer in Christ. I just wanted to see what her study showed. Just a scientific study about people hearing voices. Let's look at it. In the Bible, this is her words, in the Bible, God spoke directly to Abraham, Moses, Job, and others, but to your neighbor down the street? Most people reading the ancient scriptures understood these accounts of hearing God's voice as miracles that really did happen, but no longer do what? Take place today. Even Christians who believe that miracles can be an everyday affair can hesitate when someone tells them they heard God speak audibly. I think that hesitation's okay, though. Okay, honestly, here we go. There's an old joke. When you talk to God, we call it prayer. When God talks to you, we call it schizophrenia. Okay, this is the doctor talking here. All right, here we go. Even Christians who believe, except that it's usually not schizophrenia. She says, except that it's usually not. Now keep listening. Hearing a voice when alone or seeing something no one else can see is pretty what? Common. At least 1 in 10 people will say they've had such an experience if you ask them bluntly. About 4 in 10 say they have unusual perceptual experiences between sleep and awareness if you interview them about their sleeping habits. We talked about dreams recently. If you ask them in a way that allows them to admit that it could be a mistake, the rate climbs even higher. By contrast, listen very carefully, schizophrenia, the most debilitating of all mental disorders, is pretty what? Rare. It happens in about 1 out of 100 people that could be diagnosed with this disorder, which I still think sort of high, but... Moreover, now watch it, the patterns are quite distinct. People with schizophrenia who hear voices hear them what? They often hear them throughout the day, sometimes like a rain or a sound of a relentless hammer. They hear not only sentences, they hear paragraphs, words upon words upon words. What the voice usually says is horrid. It's insults, it's sneers, it's contemptuous jibes. Things like dirty, you're dirty. You should go under the bus, not in the bus. Voices like that. You see it in crime. People will say they heard a voice that told them to go do something and shoot the school kids. Guys, this is science. You can't refute the fact that people hear voices. Okay? It's crazy. A lot of crazy that goes on out there. My question is that what Abraham and Moses and Job and others experienced? She says that's not what they experienced. Let's keep looking. For the last 10 years, I've been doing anthropological and psychological research among experientially oriented evangelicals. That's the sort of people who seek a personal relationship with God and who expect that God will talk back. For most of them, most of the time, God talks back in a what? Quiet voice they hear inside their what? Mind. Or through images that come to mind during prayer. Keep looking. Many of them also reported sensory experiences of God. They say God touched their shoulder, or that He spoke up from the back seat and said in a way that they heard with their ears that He loved them. Indeed, in 1999, Gallup reported, say that number, that 23% of how many Americans? All Americans said they heard a voice or had seen a vision in response to what? Prayer. Keep looking. These experiences, very important today that you hear this. These experiences were what? And at the most, what kind of words? A few words or short sentences. They were what? Rare. Can you say that with me? They were. One more time. They were. Oh my gosh, you turn on Christian TV today and everybody's got a word, a word, a word, a word, a word. And half of what they're saying doesn't line up with the Bible. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? The Spirit's going to come and He's going to lead you into all what? Truth. Did you hear the word this morning? Truth. Okay. And her research found these were rare. Those who reported them reported no more than a what? If that. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Keep looking. These experiences were not what? Like schizophrenia. Although they were often disconcerting and they were always startling. I guess so. If you feel like the Lord's speaking to you, it touched you in a way, it is a little startling. Y'all with me so far? Have I lost you? Yes or no? Come on. On the contrary, these experiences often made people, say it with me, feel more with God and more what? Deeply loved. Does God want a personal relationship with us? Sure. Does God want us to know that we're loved? Sure He does. Absolutely. In fact, my research has found that these unusual sensory experiences are more common among those who pray in a way that uses the imagination. For example, when prayer involves talking to God in your mind. And this is her writing. The usual sensory experiences were not in general associated with mental illness. We what? We checked. She wanted to think these people were crazy. She came to find out they weren't. They were more common among those who felt comfortable getting caught up in their imaginations. This is her writing. They were also more common among those who prayed for longer periods. Prayer involves paying attention to words and images in the mind and giving them what? Significance. I think prayer ought to not be a little lay me down to sleep thing. You understand? Well, okay, I'm done. But at the same time, I believe that maybe you can pray so long sometimes you might be hearing things like you need a nap. But that's just the preacher talking. Science, listen, I love this part. Science cannot tell us whether God generated the voice that Abraham or others heard. But it can tell us that many of these events are what? Part of the of human perception. So, I just thought that was interesting, that you would appreciate maybe a look at it from somebody who studied the subject, not just somebody, a wild-eyed preacher. Amen? Say. Let's keep looking. Let's go with it now. Let's look a little bit. Hearing voices, does God still speak? We've got about 10 minutes. Number one, God certainly spoke in the past. Can you say that with me? God certainly spoke in the past. God, who at sundry times, divers manners, He spake in past unto the fathers by the prophets. In these last days, He's spoken to us by His Son. Keep looking. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, which we've made known unto you, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were what? We're eyewitness of His majesty. Keep looking. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory that said, this is my what? Beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. This voice which came from heaven, we what? Heard. When we were with Him in the Holy Mount. Keep looking. We've also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you'll do well if you take heed as a light that shines in a very dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. That's the way you ought to look at the Scriptures. This is a sure word when I hold the Scriptures in my hand. It will lighten my dark life. That's what that's talking about. Knowing that this first, that no prophecy of the what? Is of any what? Private interpretation. For prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God what? Spoke as they were what? Moved by who? The Holy Spirit. That's how we received our Bible. We believe that. That's the Scriptures. Keep looking. So God spoke in the past from Abraham all the way down the line. God speaks to us primarily, say this with me, through His what? Guys, listen, if you want to hear a word, I want to hear God talk, I want to hear God talk, I want to hear God talk. Listen, He has talked. It's called the Bible. Y'all hearing me or not? Say, yeah, but that ain't as much fun. Listen, if God does speak to you, it's going to be rare. He has His word. Amen. Are y'all listening to me or not? That's His Word. How would you feel? You wrote somebody a letter, and you poured your heart out in the letter, how you loved them. You gave them all the details, all the facts. They didn't read your letter. Forget your letter. Can't stand your letter. Don't want to read the letter. They might not can't stand it, just ain't read it. Because I just want to talk. Well, I wrote you a nice letter. Did you read my letter? No, I shoved it in the drawer. But, you know, I want to talk. Can we kiss and smooch? No, I wrote you the letter. You didn't read the letter? But we think God is going to talk to us when we ain't reading His Word. Are y'all hearing me or not? Get all cozy with God. You ain't even reading His book. You hearing me? Come on. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do all according that's written therein. For then you shall have your way made prosperous, and then you shall have good what? Success. Yeah. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the what? Word of God. I have more faith if God will talk to me. No, you'll have more faith if you start reading the Bible. Did you hear me? All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for proof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. The word is mature, thoroughly furnished unto every good work in your life. The Word of God is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intents of their heart. But yeah, but I'd rather hear God say something. He has said something. A lot. Amen. Y'all hearing me or not? I know that ain't as much fun, is it? Number three. How does God speak? Does God still speak? Sure He does. God speaks to us through what? Experiences, and often through who? How many would say you had a circumstance or something or an experience happen in your life, and boy, you sure learned from it, and God used it in a huge way in your life. And you learned something through it all, and God spoke to your heart, and maybe you did a change of direction. Yes or no? Absolutely. How many have had somebody in your life? Somebody, maybe a friend, a parent, a mother, a pastor, a counselor, somebody in your life. You know the Lord used them to speak to you and to help you in your life. Can I see your hand? Look at that. So is God speaking? Absolutely He's speaking. Sure He speaks. Keep looking. So I believe He speaks. There's no doubt about it. God created us in His what? And in His likeness, so we could what? Communicate with Him. Absolutely. What makes you different than a dog or a frog? Scientists out there that don't want to believe in God, man, they got themselves in a bad hole. Really, they do, man. You know, I watched something yesterday, 10 facts about evolution. Oh, my God, it's the latest and greatest thing. Stupidest stuff ever. I can't even hardly argue with it because it's so crazy. Would you just go out today and open your eyeballs when you walk out here, say, and look up at the sky, look how beautiful. Maybe just as you ride home. I got out of my house this morning, two red cardinals, two birds right there. Just tweet, 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 tweet. You know what I mean? Stars at night, the full moon. Are you kidding me? Open your eyes. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Why are you different? Because God wants to talk to you. Did you hear me, yes or no? He loves you. Sure He does. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl there and over the cattle and over the earth and over everything that creeps. So God did what? Created what? Man in His own what? Image, sure. Okay, keep looking. I'm way behind. Psalm 139, search me, O God, know my heart. Try me, know my thoughts, see if there be any wicked way in me. So God, speak to me, help me in my life. Also, Psalm 139 talks about being fearfully and wonderfully made. Hearing voices, does God still speak? The voice of God is still and small. Would you say that with me? The voice of God is still and small. I believe God does speak. I know you think I'm crazy, but it's okay. I honestly identify more with that article than I do a lot of crazy stuff I see on TV. Did you hear me? This is one time I sort of line up with a scientist. Yeah. Yeah, I believe it happens. I believe it's rare. I believe it's positive. I believe it's comforting. I believe it helps with direction. I don't believe it's often. I don't believe it's something that you get up and brag about. Did you hear me on that one, yes or no? Here's the prophet speaking after the earthquake. He says a fire, but the Lord was not in the what? And after the fire, a still small voice he heard. So God speaks in a still small voice. The voice of God always is going to communicate what? Wisdom and truth. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the who? Sons of man. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to I, wisdom. I dwell with prudence, and I find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding and I have strength. By me kings, what? And princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall what? Find me. God speaks, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. God does speak. Does God still speak? Keep looking. I believe so. I believe God does still speak. I have a lot more message here, don't I, Raj? Am I done? I'm almost done. I am done. I did better than I thought. Look at that. I guess God still speaks, but I'm hushing up. Amen. Hope the Word helped you a little today. That's a big subject to try to cover in 20 minutes. But does God still speak? I hope that you can sort of review in your mind what we said today. I'm going to tell you something. People acting crazy and saying crazy things that are crazy, then they say God told them, and He didn't. Okay? All right. So if you hear something and it's not truth, and you hear something and it is crazy, wasn't God. Amen. Yes or no? Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm not going to say that. Hush. Hush. Anyway. All right. Roger. You got to watch Roger. Let's stand on up. Amen. Come on. I'm glad you were here today. We had us a good morning today.